Is Bitcoin a payment method or just an investment? Bitcoin has long been positioned as the future of money, a decentralized digital currency designed to revolutionize how people transact.
Yet for many, it remains a speculative asset, bought and held in anticipation of price appreciation.
This duality raises a critical question. How many people are actually using Bitcoin to make real-world payments today?
The answer lies in a complex interplay of adoption trends, practical use cases, and evolving perceptions of Bitcoin's role in the global financial system.
The numbers behind Bitcoin payments, survey data, and insights from payment processors reveal a nuanced reality.
While Bitcoin's adoption as a payment method is growing, it remains a niche activity compared to traditional systems.
A 2023 survey by the Bitcoin Policy Institute found that the majority of Bitcoin owners view it primarily as a long-term investment.
However, a dedicated minority, estimated between 10-20% of holders, actively use it for transactions.
This minority represents a significant but still limited portion of the broader Bitcoin ecosystem.
Payment gateways like BitPay and Coinbase Commerce process millions of dollars in Bitcoin transactions annually, signaling a steady, if not explosive, demand.
These transactions fall into specific categories: international remittances, online purchases from tech-forward retailers, and payments for digital services.
For example, BitPay processes transactions for businesses ranging from online marketplaces to software as a service, SaaS, providers, while Coinbase Commerce enables merchants to accept Bitcoin for goods and services.
These platforms highlight Bitcoin's utility in scenarios where traditional payment systems face limitations, such as high fees, slow processing times, or geographic restrictions.
Despite this growth, Bitcoin's adoption as a mainstream payment method remains constrained.
The Bitcoin Policy Institute survey underscores that most users prioritize long-term value appreciation over immediate transactional use.
This suggests that Bitcoin's role as a payment system is still in its early stages, with adoption driven more by specific use cases than widespread consumer demand.
Where is Bitcoin being used in the real world? Country case studies reveal where Bitcoin finds its most practical utility, particularly in regions where traditional financial systems are unreliable or inaccessible.
El Salvador, the first nation to adopt Bitcoin as legal tender. El Salvador's 2021 decision to adopt Bitcoin as legal tender marked a historic milestone.
While daily use among the general population has faced hurdles, such as low smartphone penetration and resistance to digital payment systems, the country has leveraged Bitcoin to streamline international remittances.
Approximately 20% of El Salvador's GDP comes from remittances, and Bitcoin has reduced transaction costs and processing times compared to traditional services like Western Union.
For citizens receiving money from abroad, Bitcoin offers a faster, cheaper alternative, though widespread adoption remains limited.
High inflation economies, a tool for preservation of value in countries like Turkey, Argentina, and Nigeria, Bitcoin has emerged as a critical tool for preserving purchasing power.
These nations face severe inflation, often exceeding 100% annually, which erodes the value of local currencies.
As a result, citizens increasingly turn to Bitcoin to buy essential goods, convert salaries, or store value.
For example, in Argentina, where the peso has lost over 80% of its value since 2018, Bitcoin is used to purchase food, electronics, and even rent property.
Similarly, in Nigeria, where inflation has averaged 15-20% annually, Bitcoin is used to hedge against currency devaluation and facilitate cross-border transactions.
The digital and tech economy. A borderless payment option in the digital and tech economy Bitcoin is a mainstay.
From web hosting and VPN services to gift cards and travel bookings, Bitcoin offers a borderless payment option free from traditional banking delays.
For example, platforms like Namecheap and Cloudflare accept Bitcoin for domain registration and web hosting, while Expedia and Airbnb have experimented with Bitcoin payments for travel bookings.
Additionally, digital service providers such as VPN companies and software developers use Bitcoin to bypass currency conversion fees and reach a global audience.
These use cases highlight Bitcoin's appeal in sectors where speed, security, and low fees are paramount.
The path forward for Bitcoin payments. Bitcoin's role as a payment system is evolving, albeit slowly.
While challenges like price volatility and transaction speed have limited its day-to-day use, its unparalleled security, decentralization, and brand recognition keep it at the forefront of specific, high-value use cases.
Shifting from Bitcoin for your coffee to Bitcoin for your car, the narrative around Bitcoin is shifting from a speculative asset to a functional financial tool.
While it was once envisioned as a means for everyday transactions, such as buying coffee or paying for groceries, its practical use has expanded to include large value transfers, cross-border settlements, and financial tools in unstable economies.
For example, large businesses and international freelancers increasingly use Bitcoin to transfer funds, bypassing traditional banking systems and reducing fees.
Similarly, individuals in volatile economies rely on Bitcoin to store value, hedge against inflation, and access global markets.
Challenges and opportunities. Despite its growing utility, Bitcoin faces significant hurdles.
Price volatility remains a barrier to widespread adoption, as users and merchants seek stable value for transactions.
Additionally, transaction speed and scalability issues have led some to adopt other cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin Cash or Litecoin for everyday payments.
However, ongoing innovations such as the Taproot upgrade and Layer 2 solutions aim to improve Bitcoin's efficiency and reduce fees, making it more viable for regular use.
Another challenge is regulatory uncertainty.
Governments and financial institutions are still grappling with how to integrate Bitcoin into existing frameworks, leading to inconsistent policies and legal risks.
For instance, while El Salvador has embraced Bitcoin, other countries have imposed restrictions or bans, creating a fragmented regulatory environment.
Despite these challenges, Bitcoin's unique attributes, decentralization, security, and global accessibility, position it as a key player in the future of finance.
Its role as a payment method is not replacing traditional systems, but complementing them in specific contexts.
Critical takeaways 1. Bitcoin's dual role. Bitcoin is both a speculative investment and a functional payment method, with its use cases expanding beyond mere value storage.
2. Niche adoption. While a minority of users actively use Bitcoin for transactions, its adoption is concentrated in specific sectors and regions, such as remittances, high inflation economies, and the digital economy.
3. Geographic and economic factors. Bitcoin's practical utility is most evident in countries with unstable currencies or limited access to traditional banking systems.